This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of April 28th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. It's been quite a week in the Tennessee General Assembly. Governor Bill Lee's education savings account passed in the House on a narrow, last-minute vote. It also passed in the Senate. And both chambers released their ideas on budgets, but it's clear they are not on the same page. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran says a lot of the drama has to do with both chambers trying to show their strength. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So the school voucher bill did pass on the House floor, but only after some legislative drama. Can you walk us through what happened?
Yeah, so I think it's important for people to know what's usually the process during the floor session. Traditionally, Speaker Cassata would ask members to cast a vote on a certain bill, ask if they want to change their votes, and then close the voting board to seal the vote. And it all takes about a minute at most. Well, last week was different. When Cassata asked members to cast their vote, it was 49-49. So because the bill didn't have the votes, Cassata decided to leave the board open for more than 30 minutes, and it was pretty dramatic. You had Republicans and Democrats shouting, "Take the vote." You had Cassata calling individual members from both parties and chatting with them on the dais. But then he decided to leave the dais and started talking to some members on a back porch of the Capitol, out of sight from the public. Again, this all happened while you have lawmakers upset because they wanted Cassata to close the voting and concede defeat. And a lot of them took video of what was going on. It was pretty intense.
Well, but in the end, it worked. Knoxville Representative Jason Zachary flipped his vote at the very last minute, and it passed. So why did he change his mind?
Yes, Representative Zachary flipped. And honestly, everyone was asking the same question. Why? Well, here's what he had to say.
And I told leadership, it was made very clear to the governor that unless this was streamlined, where Knox County was removed and held harmless, then I couldn't support the bill. And I was assured that on the House side, Knox County will be taken out.
It's important to note, Jason, that the bill that passed in the House still has Knox County in it. But you heard Representative Zachary himself saying he was promised Knox County will be taken out before it becomes law. But again, this promise happened while the voting board was still open. Speaker Cassata and the Lee administration have talked about how they want to be transparent. Well, I asked Cassata whether this was transparent or backroom deal-making. This is what he had to say.
You know, it unfolds in various and sundry different ways. It unfolded the way it did. It's quite legal, and it's the right thing to do, and I'm proud that the chairman came to me for that.
We also asked Cassata if he had promised Representative Zachary additional money for his district, and Cassata said he didn't. But the Tennessean reports that Zachary's district got $1 million in the version of the state budget that passed the House. So it's clear there was some deal making.
Well, the Senate also approved the ESAs, but their version is significantly different from the one approved in the House.
Yes, and the Senate vote was less dramatic. Support for vouchers has historically been high in the Senate. And, you know, their version of the voucher bill is limited to just Davidson and Shelby counties, as well as low-performing schools under state control. So the question there was, if vouchers are so good, why can't we have them statewide? Here's Senate Minority Leader Jeff Yarbrough.
If the people in this room believe that this reform, we're going to improve the lives of the students in your county, you would be fighting for your county to be included. If you believed it would genuinely change the trajectory of lives of the children that you represent, you'd be offended that your county wasn't included. But it's the exact opposite.
At the end of the day, Jason, the final version of this bill will have to be negotiated between both chambers. But it's clear, based on last week's events, that Speaker Cassata is flexing his muscles and making sure this voucher bill passes.
This is not the only item where the House and the Senate disagree. Both chambers have presented their budgets, and each is presenting a different dollar amount for the so-called Katie Beckett waiver, right?
They are. This Katie Beckett waiver would allow kids with severe disabilities to be covered under Medicaid, even if their parents make too much. The House's budget includes $27 million for this program, and House leadership feels strong about this. Now, the Senate has decided to assign less money. They're giving this program about $16 million, which would target about 300 children that need round-the-clock nursing care. Cassata told reporters last week that amount is not good enough and that he expects the Senate to increase their funding for the waiver. Cassata's counterpart in the Senate says, we'll negotiate.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.